Well, Coach, yeah, 4-1 start for you. You got to like the way your team battled of the boot tournament. This was a tough one, but you go out and win 2 out of 3 on the long road trip, didn't you?
Right. Yeah, no, it was an awesome trip for our team. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the tournament itself. It's put on by Jason Vickery, that is in charge of the Jay Foundation, and about his friend Jay. And so basically, it's about mental awareness and suicide prevention, is what it surrounded it by. And so everybody that was involved with the Jay Foundation was awesome. They put on a great event, and also CSI hosting the event was also really great. And it's the only junior college in-season tournament type bracket that is in the country. And so it gives us a good look into what a postseason would look like. And so we thought it was important to go down there, and obviously very good quality opponents going down there. And so we drew Eastern Florida, which in the media ranking was number 25 in the country. Knew they were going to have a really good team coming in. And, you know, I thought our guys played really well that game offensively. I think the telltale sign in that game was going to be the 21 offensive rebounds that they got. I think that had a little bit to do with Sophia and Ben Ragba and Aaliyah Lear playing 12 minutes combined in that game because of foul trouble. Both teams, I think there was 55 foul calls in that game, 69 free throws shot, something crazy like that. So a little bit different type of game than what we expected, but really fun. And so put us in the consolation bracket where we drew Casper, Region 9 opponent there in the north. And they're also very good, have very good talent. Our guys did a little bit better job rebounding in that one. I believe Mo Diao and Aaliyah Lear combined for 25 rebounds there. I think 11 and 14. Very good shot blockers. I thought we were a lot better defensively that game. And we weren't as good offensively. I think we were 40% from the field and 18 from three that game, but was able to pull away with a close game and come up on top, which I thought was really important. And then going into the last game, Western Wyoming, they're coached so well by Coach Souza there, and it always worries me playing those guys because they're so disciplined and they play so hard and they've got really good talent. And we came out really slow to start that game. And then we kind of fixed it. I decided to leave that starting group out there and see if they could fix it, and they did about 5 minutes into the game, and we kind of got going offensively there. And Sophia Ben-Ragba was awesome. Aaliyah Lear was awesome in that last game. I think Aaliyah missed maybe one shot, had 23 and 8, and I mean multiple blocks, and overall was our best offensive game. The numbers were kind of off the charts, 68 from the field, and I want to say we were 58 from three. We were 80% from the line, but if that just tells you how good Western Wyoming is, we beat them only three. And so very proud of these guys. I think this entire trip made them closer as teammates, as a team as whole. If you're around each other for 6 days on the road, always together and going through adversity, and also getting the Jay Foundation stuff with the boots and everything like that, is just an awesome experience.
You would have loved, though, if you could have won that first game to get yourself on the other side of the bracket. And was there some other teams, if you would have been that winner's side, that you maybe you don't see all the time?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that was kind of the goal going into it, is, you know, try to beat Eastern Florida. And then on the other side of the bracket, I believe there was North Idaho in the next round that ended up winning. And then Clarendon was on the other side and CSI was on the other side. And so that's where we wanted to be. Didn't happen. And so the, you know, now we just look forward. I know the guys, we're all looking back at that game and felt really good about the game plan coming in. They had a really good game plan against us with Eastern Florida. And, you know, it was a battle. I mean, I think that's a national tournament team in Eastern Florida, you know, and that was a national tournament type of game. And so it was really great experience for all of our guys and our team. So
great way to kick off the season with the home weekend with LCCC and EWC. That was a great way to kick it off, wasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I think first time playing in the gym, and we made it a point to get a little bit more home games here this first semester. You know, last year I think we played in the first semester three home games. So get more at home. But again, two teams in the north that were very good, Eastern Wyoming. You know, they had a lot of returners coming back. You know, and I thought we played really well defensively in those two game stretches against Eastern Wyoming and against Laramie. Laramie has a player in TJ Coulter that I think could possibly be an All-American that's going to probably average 25 and maybe lead junior college in scoring this year. And so they were a different type of task than Eastern Wyoming was. And so we really had to have two separate game plans coming in, back-to-back nights, where Eastern Wyoming kind of wants to play a slower pace, and so we want to play a little bit faster, where Laramie wanted to play really, really fast, and we knew we would really have to defend. And that was a minute ago. So I do believe that we held both of those teams under 35% from the field. I'm not sure on three, which is always a goal of ours, is try to hold the opponent 35% under the field goal percentage. So.
So after five games, are you still kind of experimenting with lineups, or do you have a pretty good feel of what your five and what your bench looks like right now?
You know, right now, I think we're still trying to figure it out. You know, I think, like I said, I think Battle of the Boot was great for our guys to try to really figure out. Obviously, we had to use a little bit of bench coming into it. We didn't use a ton, though, to be honest with you. And so figuring out who can play in big games and be a part of it. And I think, you know, we still got some guys on the end of the bench that can really play that haven't got an opportunity yet. And, you know, figuring those things out. But when some guys are playing really, really well, it's hard to take them off the floor. You know, I think Sofiane, Alir, I think those guys played extremely well. Isaiah Pankey has been a great surprise, where he's came in and he's just doing his job. You know, I think Isaiah's shooting 50 from the field and 40 from three, and that's all we really need. He's taking 4 to 5 shots a game, and he's a really, really good defender, and he's played that role really well. Luke Sensai came in against Western Wyoming the first half and hasn't really had a ton of opportunity, and he changed the game for us. You know, we had to go zone against Western Wyoming early, and he controlled the rebounds, he controlled the defense in that zone. He had 4 points on 2 shot attempts, and he really played well, and that's going to up, you know, and so it's just kind of next man up mentality. But I think what's special about this group is those guys that aren't getting in the game right now is they're worried about winning and they're worried about the team. And that's the kind of environment and the kind of culture that we want. You know, we're not going to probably be a team that's going to get up and yell and cheer and do that all the time, but it's in the locker room, knowing what our goal is to win at the end of the day, and they want to see their teammates win. So
next three are home over the next 2 weeks. Get a whole week of work, and you have a special Veterans Recognition Night coming up, I do believe, coming up on Friday, don't you?
Absolutely, and we would love to get everybody out for that. That's going to be an awesome game against Fort Hays Tech Northwest, and they are a Jayhawk opponent coming in, and they're going to have a really good team, and that's going to be a 7 o'clock tip-off, and we would love for all the veterans to come out to that game and support, and we just want to recognize you all for your services.
York coming up Monday, and that one game against Indian Hills really stands out a week from Friday, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's going to be an awesome home game for us, you know. But we try to tell the team, you know, hey, we're trying to go 1-0 on the day. So we try not to look forward as much as possible and just look for the next opponent. But yeah, having Indian Hills, a nationally known junior college, and I mean, I think they're probably going to be top 10 today in the national polls. Coming here to McCook is going to be really cool. So.
And then finally, you're going to be gone for Thanksgiving for a 3-day tournament. I'm sure that's a pretty good field of teams, too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got Jackson State, and we've got Southwest Tennessee in the Hot Springs Classic down in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and that'll be a really good trip for us to go down there and play some opponents that we just don't get to see. You know, those are two teams that are in the Tennessee League, and they've always been quality opponents, and so that'll be a really good trip for our team as well.
And then the December schedule is really short because the finals and everything. I don't know if I asked you this last year, but I always asked you know, Coach Pritchett over the years, do you kind of wish you, do you like the where you have a break in the holidays and the kids go home, or would you like to play like Division I schools and everybody else and go through the schedule? I mean, what would you like to do?
Yeah, you know, I think I like the break. I like to give those guys that break. I think the coaching staff needs that break. And it's not just an over, you know, it's not like a month break. I think we're going to give our guys probably 2 weeks. You know, we play in Las Vegas, I believe, the 17th and 18th of December, and leave that Saturday. Or I guess 18th, 19th, leave Saturday on the 20th. And then we'll be back on the 2nd, January 2nd or the 3rd. And that's like a 12, 13-day break, which is really good, I think, mentality-wise. I think we need a break from the players, and the players need a break from us. And we're traveling so much, even in the month of December. I don't think we have one home game in the month of December, and that's going to be York. And we're going to play, I believe, when we come back from Hot Springs, I believe we have York at home, and then it's on the road. I think we go to Laramie and Eastern Wyoming after that. We go to Indian Hills after that. And then we go to Las Vegas, where we're going to play Salt Lake and Snow. And so we're on the road a ton in December. And so I think those 12 days are going to be needed for everybody. So.